last week. I'm sick of these damn people. This man just sat up here and said that they paying these people $8,000 just to get in their own country, and if they can get in, they can do whatever the fuck they do. So if y'all know this, get your ass back on the camera. Why the fuck is y'all letting them in here and then giving them $8,000 from Mr. Biden? Sick of these motherfuckers. This man is stupid.
It's about us.
I'd be a winner. Not really.
See, had I known Trump was going to do... Oh, again, I got ahead of myself. Welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, The Rizzler. Now, I had known Trump was going to do commentary over Biden's State of the Union address. I would have been watching that. I had no idea. And apparently, Truth Social fucking crashed. Truth Social crashes as Trump was posting live responses to Biden's State of the Union. March 7th, 2024, by Cassandra McDonald, formerly Cassandra Fairbanks. And this is from SCNR, of course. Former President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, crashed Thursday evening. As he posted, live responses to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee had announced his plans to do a, quote, live, play-by-play of crooked Joe Biden's State of the Union address. In a post on Truth Social on Wednesday, Trump had followed his plans and was posting commentary before the speech. The website went offline at 8:49 p.m. from Mario Neufel at Mario Neufel on X. You know what X has in common with Elon Musk's kid? They both went through a massive transition in their life. Just thought of that. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to make a bumper out of that. Y'all sugaring. This comes as Trump was live posting about Biden's State of the Union right here. User's reports indicate problems of Truth Social. Truth Social is a social media platform created by Trump Media and Technology Group, DWEC, an American media and technology company founded on February 21st by former U.S. President Donald Trump. February 2021. This guy got on that real. That's before anyone actually reported on it. Wow, look at that. It went down. The CEO is just kind of middling. Spike. Crash. That's fucking pretty fucking funny quote. Who kissed him on the cheek with lipstick? Now he's got lipstick on his face. How stupid of her. Trump wrote in a post as Biden made his way to the podium. The former president also expressed his discontent with Biden's late arrival. Pro-Palestinian protesters had blocked the motorcade. See my earlier episodes. Social media commentators took to X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. I think we all fucking know! You don't need to keep telling us. You can stop any fucking moment you want. We'd all appreciate it. We know. Formerly Twitter! 1,000 years from now, they fucking know that, right? I bet you go back far enough in time, The Simpsons fucking knows it. Jeez. It's such a pet peeve at this point. It's like saying Caitlyn, formerly known as Bruce. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I don't know. My annoyance that people are always quoting, writing articles all the time about Trump's X posts have now been replaced, or all of Trump's Twitter posts, that rage and annoyance has been replaced by constantly being reminded what X used to be, and technically still is. We know. Just, are you still going to call it Twitter, or are you going to call it X? Make up your fucking mind and quit acting like we have it. Leave a thumbs up if you agree. Leave a thumbs up if you don't agree. Leave no thumbs up if you're a communist. Wow, a lot of you are communists. That's disappointing. Social media commentators took X to the platform formerly known as Twitter! Yeah, okay. Well, my throat did not like that. To complain about the outage and question if the crash crashed under traffic or because of an act of sabotage. It's sabotage! Laura Loomer, get loomered. You know, the thing that I like the most and also don't, like, the thing I like about Laura Loomer and hate the most about Laura Loomer is the exact same thing. She is constantly in a perpetual state of, how's it going, my fellow teenagers? You know what I mean? Get loomered with the fucking Sigma male grind set music and all that fucking, that kind of, like, nonsense. It's, sweetheart, look, you're Gen X, all right? So when you sit here and you do the memes, it's just fucking cringe. And we kind of want you to stop. We appreciate it. We find it funny. But if we snicker, we're overwhelmed by a sense of cringe. It's like watching our older sister, or some cases are watching our mom try to tell us. It's like if I was talking to my mom just looked at me and said, oh, by the way, I heard you got some skibbity riz. I'd be like, oh no. Ah, what the fuck? It's like when your parents say swag. You're like, what the fuck did you just say to me? Like, you're like, what? Never do that again. Never, ever. Cease. I really like that effect, actually. Some people are getting annoyed by it. I've made it clear. This show is not about rapid growth or maintaining an audience. It's my outlet to talk mad shit. Let's continue. Breaking. True Social just went down. It went down as soon as Joe Biden walked into Congress to give his State of the Union speech. Intentional sabotage or server overload due to anticipation of President Trump's live play-by-play rebuttal of Biden's remarks.
Hashtag State of the Union.
Ugh, my throat is not going to forgive me for this in the morning. I'm going to regret all of this in a couple hours. Quote. Intentional sabotage? I'm telling you, man. MCA. It's always sabotage, bro. My zodiac sign is, in fact, Scorpio. Or server overload and division. Tim Young. Based Tim Young of Tim Runs His Mouth on X. True Social down. Did Trump break the internet by live truthing? Comedian and political commentator Tim Young wrote, quote, True Social is down again. Show us a tweet, you don't need to quote it. Thank you. The cause for the outage is unclear at the time of publishing, but Trump had a lot to say on this topic. Let's, give me one second. I have more to say! I'm not done yet! I like my impression of Trump because I'm no longer trying to have his inflection. I'm just making Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal Black do a Trump impression. That's actually where my mind is when I do a Trump impression. I'm just trying to add a New York accent to Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal. That might add some context. Kind of like when you're wondering why Tim Pool is constantly singing like a fat bitch who ran up 12 flights of stairs. I guess you didn't know. I saw you there. And then he goes, oh yeah, I love Tool. It's my favorite band of all time. It's like, oh.
Who are you to wave your finger so full of it?
I like Tool, dude, but oh my god, I cannot do the breathy fucking shit for too long. It gets on my nerves. I may be ugly, but my music taste is far better than yours, Tim. And actually, pretty much everyone of you listening, I will say my music taste is better than every one of you listening. Every one of your music taste is not as good as my taste of music. This show is not about growing. Trump calls Biden SCOTUS polarizing and hate. Quote, that may be the angriest, least compassionate, and worst State of the Union speech ever made. March 8th, 2024, by Chris Burtman. Man, this thumbnail is lazier than my thumbnails. Moving on. What is that hairline, Joe? Oof. For President Donald Trump summed up President Joe Biden's State of the Union address as, quote, angry, polarizing, and hateful. Trump live posted True Social throughout Biden's address Thursday evening. Quote, this was an angry, polarizing, and hate-filled speech, Trump wrote. He barely mentioned immigration or the worst border in the history of the world. Trump insisted President Biden will, quote, never fix immigration and doesn't want to. He wants our country to be flooded with migrants. Trump added, crimes will rise, levels never seen before. And it is happening very quickly. You know, when he starts coming down to the end of the speech, he always has that. Right here, moving on. The former president began his assessment of Biden's State of the Union by urging President Biden to end his weaponized justice system's attack against his political opponents. Quote, prosecutors and judges have teamed up as though they were a third world nation. We were a third world nation, my apologies. Trump wrote. Trump then took issue with Joe Biden's handling of the nation's southern border crisis, saying, quote, there is very little Joe Biden can say that can mitigate the damage that has been done to our country. We are under a migrant invasion, the likes of which has never been seen or witnessed in world history. Migrant crime... Not that sucks, he's a bitch. Anyway. Migrant crime is rampant, and he just doesn't want to do anything about it. Amazing. Do we actually see more of this post? Or is the website still down? I was going to pull up earlier, but when I tried to pull this up before, yeah, it's not loading at all. So I'm just going to go back. Right, I think it's still a True Social is still down. Okay. I'm going to move on. I want to read these in full, but, you know, True Social seems to be down still. I've been having on again, off again issues with it. I've been having Wi-Fi issues, so I took my phone off mobile. I also have issues with the mobile app. No updates or anything. So, may not be fully back online. Again, comparatively, True Social is very new. It's still in, like, its, like, toddler phase. It's not fully up and running, and they can... You know what? You'd be a pain in the ass. Quote, we're under a migrant invasion, the likes of which has never been witnessed in world history. He can use migrant crime is rampant, and he just doesn't want to do anything about it. Amazing. Former president noted Biden appeared angry as he delivered his speech. Quote, the anger and shouting is not helpful to bring our country back together, Trump wrote. Oh, so compassionately, I imagine. Trump called out that Biden's address began behind schedule. Trump, you are, we'll say, fashionably late to every speech you give. Hey, Pot. Hey, what up, Kettle? Not much. I just wanted to call and say you're black. Yeah. What do you think of that one, bitch? I think Kettle's racist. Anyway. Pot. Whatever. You get the idea. And took issue with Biden's invocation of the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021 as an insurrection. I'm surprised he didn't say erection. I was waiting for him to say that again. That's the thing that comes up a lot when they talk about it for some reason. Quote, the only gun that was used was on Ashley Babbitt, who sadly is no longer with us, he continued. Quote, I said NATO has to pay its bills, and if it doesn't pay its bills, we are not going to protect you. Based. I've been all for disbanding NATO and disbanding the UN. Fuck off. We have enough boys clubs in this fucking world. We don't need more of these little subcommittees for the global homos to fucking run roughshod over our governments. Thank you very fucking much. And by the way, another argument against NATO and the UN. Hey, other countries who after World War II decided to base your cultures roughly off American culture. When America goes through shitty times, guess what? You go through shitty times too! Because even though your country most likely is far older than my country, you decided to hit your entire personality and the future of your country on what my country was doing, and you backed your currency on my currency. Why the fuck would you do that? You got swindled. Makes no fucking sense. America goes into a financial crisis, you go into a financial crisis. America's doing good, you're doing good. Do you really want your country, whole economic system, to swing on the fucking balance of a country you might never go to in your entire life? No! Fuck these fucking boys clubs, these fucking UN, NATO, How'd the UK work out? Brexit seemed to have been a thing, right? Fuck the BRICS, dog. I don't give a fuck. They're all little subcommittees for World Economic Forum type behavior. Fuck every one of them. I have a disband NATO patch. I have an anti-UN patch. Fuck every one of these groups. Rising up a fucking tree. Moving on. Trump posted as Biden discussed Trump's stance on the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was created to maintain pressure on a group of people that doesn't exist anymore. It's retarded. Quote, the money came pouring in under presidents, under other presidents. NATO was broke. Yeah. I like how he capped it with the day and everything. Quote, there is nothing he can say tonight that can absolve him of anything. Absolve him from letting 15 million people into our country illegally. He'll probably blame me, but I had the safest border in the history of our country, so that won't go very far. True. That's just true. Trump noted Biden appeared to make his remarks lamenting the 2020 overturning of Roe v. Wade directly to the justices of the Supreme Court who were in the... Clarence Thomas. I don't think he was there. Like I was saying earlier, I watched a lot of people's coverage of this. I watched just the plain boring clip Fox had going. And, I didn't see Clarence Thomas. I don't think he was there. Based. A lot of people skipped it. Based. Biden began slurring his words as his speech went on, like, halfway through it. Like, these are to sundown a little bit. The inconsistency and temperament where he was yelling, then talking, and then sad, and then yelling again. Biden began slurring his words as his speech went on, to which Trump said, quote, the drugs are wearing off. Yeah, I'll be real with you. With how sleepy I get, I kind of want whatever the fuck. Speaking of sleepy, hold on. I got one of these, 5-hour energy, big can energy drinks. So, actually, that's not bad. I kind of like that. Wow. I got the Tropical Burst one and the pineapple one. Tropical Burst one's actually, pretty fucking incredible. Wow. All right, never mind. I was going to hate it. How about because of its insane amount of caffeine? It's like 500 milligrams. I'm like 500 milligrams of caffeine in this fucking can, so I bought two of them, and we drink all of them. Drink both of them in like 2 seconds.
Welcome to my 5-hour energy drink big can ASMR channel.
Anyway, continuing on. The former president also noted Biden coughing throughout. Yeah, Biden was coughing and like constantly wiping his mouth and his forehead. I've talked about before, I took care of my grandpa who had dementia, and, okay, now we're getting to the, were these all, oh, wow, the Twitter wasn't loading. Yeah, this isn't True Social, this is Twitter. Wow, I couldn't get Twitter to load. That's kind of wild, actually. Alright, moving on. I mean, y'all saw it, too. I'll go right back to where I was. Oh! Well, here's the proof I've been having lots of internet issues. Alright, well, now you guys know I'm not a liar and I caught this shit in real time. Woohoo! Also, fuck! I fucking hate Xfinity! Moving on. Comcast can suck my dick. Biden began slurring his words. Moving on, the former president began... also noted that Biden coughed throughout his speech. The coughing! Always the coughing! Trump took issue with Biden's insistence that Republicans sought to cut Social Security. Quote, Republicans have no plan to cut Social Security. I wish they did. He wrote, quote, a made-up story by Crooked Joe. Trust me, it is. I advocate for the ending of Social Security. If you're already into it, you already paid into it, you're grandfathered in. No more after that. The social net needs to get fucking cut. I mean that. The bottom of my heart, dude. The amount of times I go to the gas station just to get a pack of some I was gonna say pack of smokes, but I don't smoke any cigarettes at all. True story, I don't. I'll see. There's this one black chick who always be arguing with the fucking cashier about how she needs to buy a fucking, how she wants to buy a lottery ticket. And she's like, she always tries to like negotiate with him. Oh, baby, I'll buy you something in the stores. You let me, give me a lottery ticket. I'll buy you a pop. I'll buy you something. And then she'll turn around to like people like me in the line and be like, hey, sweetheart. Oh, you're a American, man. I'll pay you. I'll let you get whatever you want in the store, man. No limit. You can get as many drinks and snacks as you want. And I'll put on my ABD card as long as you just buy me a fucking lottery ticket. I'm going to knock her dentures onto the fucking floor. Not because she's black, but because she's trying to swindle me and, you know, act like it's not my tax dollars going out of my pocket into, you know, out of my fucking pocket. So she can gamble and put more tax dollars into the broken school system. Fuck all these social welfare nets. Gut them, and then slowly, one by one, incrementally figure out what needs to be. But yeah, no. We're not socialists, and all these socialist policies are part of why our country's so fucked. Moving on. Biden claimed inflation was lowering. Though, he also noted corporations were shrinking their product size while sustaining product costs. Inflation under Biden is killing America, he wrote. Yeah. Which is the wild thing, because Joe Biden did that whole Super Bowl speech where he was like, these stores, man, they're making products smaller, but the package is bigger. Talk to save on cost, and it's not right, man. It's your fault. Moving on. Biden talked about the border, the Snickers bars. Biden talks about the Snickers bar before he talked about the border. I missed that, actually, somehow. Trump also took issue as Biden encouraged Congress to pass a Freedom to Vote Act, which seeks to federally overhaul the elections process. Pass the Freedom to Cheat in Voting Act, which is really what he wants. Right there. After Biden's speech ended, he continued to cough as he individually addressed his supporters in Congress. Don't shake people's hands going out. He keeps coughing in his right hand. Yeah. Trump's a germaphobe. He's keeping a close eye on that. She's going to remember that. Watch. When the debates come up, mark my words, Trump's going to say something like, do you wash your hands or do you need to cough into that too? Gross. Joe Biden is a threat to the democracy. Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. He wept again. We don't live in a fucking democracy. I hate this line. He weaponized government against his opponent. Don't talk about that. Never happened before, Trump wrote in his speech. You're right, it never happened in America's history before because America was never a fucking democracy, Trump. Bad take on that one. You can't attack him that wasn't there. He's a threat to our republic. Word it properly. Especially if you claim to be a Republican, girl. Their track record of going between the parties, dog. I like him. I'm not blind to his bullshit. So, yeah. You're a Republican. Say he's a threat to the Republic. I call America a Republic all the time. In casual conversation, if it comes up. Oh, yeah. I'm a proud citizen of the United States of America. Comes up. Or I'm like, oh, yeah. I love our American Republic. And people give you really weird looks. But guess what? We live in a republic. Normalize referring to it as such. I hear more and more politicians, even ones I like, kind of like Trump, sitting here saying, oh, it's a democracy. Fuck yourself. Idiot. Kind of like how you ran as a constitutional candidate, but then you went after bump stocks and other, you know, Second Amendment related objects and items. I wouldn't say. You should probably stop saying that. It's in the same vein as Elon Musk saying he's a free speech absolute. It's like, no, you're not. Stop that. Quit bullshit. Just be honest. You like free speech. Trump, you like the Constitution. You're not a constitutional absolutist. But you claim to be. You had it. Go after bump stocks. And, you know, the whole, like, Biden finishing up, like, the Russian ammunition ban, that was a finality to something Trump was already starting. Granted, Trump was also putting in a lot of like tax cuts for American-based manufacturers, so a lot of American-based companies were making manufacturing our own ammunition and buy new to that industry. So, you know, at least there was some kind of justification for what Trump was doing. Sort of ish. Moving on. Trump summed up Biden's speech as the angriest and least compassionate and worst State of the Union speech ever made. That may be the angriest, least compassionate, worst State of the Union speech ever made. It was an embarrassment to the country. And that was an embarrassment to our country, he added. And that was the end of this article. All right. And now, I'll save that article for another recording, actually. I'll wrap this up here. That being said, this has been Inside Four Walls. I've been your student, Madison. Vaccine side effects.